It's awful. It's time to get back on, and it's like I'm trying to talk, but I'm yawning.
I'm already yawning.
We have been working like it literally in what? So Thursday to Thursday, that was what? Seven days. 10 days.
Thursday to Thursday, 7 days.
Yeah, and we're now Sunday.
True.
So in 10 days, we have moved, painted, unpacked, made the house look like we've lived in for about 2 years.
Put up three chandeliers.
Put up three light fixtures. Two light fixtures. No, three.
Yeah.
Three light fixtures.
Two chandeliers and a
painted, cleaned. Because the house is a huge house. It's 3,000 square feet. But it was an older couple who lived here in their early 70s. So, you know, they didn't realize, you know, that the grout is actually supposed to be gray, not black. So we've been busy getting the dungeon organized, getting Boy Alex's apartment ready. Between that, Mass and Noel had to work. Thank God I had the week off.
Thank God I had to work.
I mean, Thursday, literally, I had a nervous breakdown. I said, okay, I'm leaving the house. I'm going out for 3 hours. And I was back in two, but...
Hey, we had a ton of help. We had, you know, Shannon came back by and Jordan's come by. And I mean, we've had some... And the boys have been working their asses off.
Yeah, so the boys, thank you so much. Yeah. You guys have done a lot of work. And everybody else, I'm just kidding. You know, we appreciate, you know, that whoever could have been here, I know.
Well, it sucks when we did on a Thursday,
on
too.
A Thursday,
like, who
yeah.
the hell, you know, I it's so difficult to ask any, you know, it's got to work, you got to work. We can't ask you to take a Thursday
We did
off.
It. We're in. Yeah. In November, we're going to do a nice little kind of...
Holy fuck, you scared the shit out of me. I thought you said November, we're doing it again. I'm like, no, we're
no,
not.
No, we're
ever.
Not. No. In November, we're going to have a nice kind of housewarming party thing at the end of November.
I think we will. Don't worry, puppy dogs.
Yeah. It'll we'll let you know, we'll give you enough know. Notice.
So Pup Dakota says, I guess I won't come to Claw if Master's not doing it. No. We're still going to be involved in the pup stuff. I don't think we'll be teaching a class. Probably Pup Ace and Chomper might again. We'll see.
Yeah, we have to back away.
Yeah, we just, this is a lot for us to juggle. But no, we're still going to be there. We're still going to be very involved. Just more of the volunteer side of the coordination of it. That was the other part of it, too. So Boy Nail is probably going to be the night manager for the dungeon, because more or less it's, you know, the majority of the equipment is ours that we take there that Boy Nail built. So he's going to probably be the night manager for the dungeon. O5 is the general manager for the event in the dungeon. It was an incredible play space last year, so if you like that sort of thing, come on down. I think I even did I take the boys in the dungeon last year? I did.
Yeah, you did. Actually, I went to bed.
I was beating all three of them all at the same time. My arms were so sore. I was like a freaking octopus. I'm good at that, though.
Yeah, it Claw for us, it's, I don't know, I guess.
It's a big event.
My body just, by the Saturday night, I was in bed at 9:30.
We were fucking crazy for Claw.
And I was not watching TV because our room did not have TV. I was in bed exhausted.
So cool that. Yeah, so the dungeon. What the hell? Somebody made a comment. Chris, if you can hear me, I need to know what this means. Chris said, he was having difficulties getting live with us, and he's online with us. And he says, finally with you, I think, for now. Then he turns and he says, you're the BDSMN Munsters. What the fuck does that mean? It sounds really cool, thank you, but I just kind of want to know what that exactly means. Pup Dakota says, that looks so sweet, a boy saying goodbye to Sir and Master. I just got a tear in my eye. Oh.
We're lucky. We have great boys.
We do. Yes, yep. And you see this fine Slave Wayne. And you see this beautiful table that does not yet have holes in it, but will soon.
I did say thank you to Slave Wayne.
I know. I'm just saying it on air. There's that. Was kind of nifty neato. So we got a new dungeon table. I don't know what else to talk about. There's something else I want to talk about, but I just don't remember. Talked about Claw.
You're doing, there's two things you're doing coming up.
Correct. It's called Heroticism, where it's female, it's a female erotic weekend, basically. There'll be female, erotic movies, erotic art, to show the sexuality and the strength and power of females. So that's going to be in a couple weeks. I have to get the exact date for that. I'm going to be joining a local dominatrix, and it's an afternoon roundtable, and we're going to actually sit down and talk about a true 24/7 cohabitation, sir, boy, master relationship, and how that actually fits into today's society. We're also going to discuss, you know, how viable it is, and how, and is it possible really to make it work? It's going to be kind of interesting because there'll be she'll be there with her slave, and there'll be that side of it, and then there's going to be the male side of it, because there really is a huge, huge difference in the two, and it's going to be interesting. I think I'm going to learn a lot doing that too, so I'm interested in that. There's that, and then the other thing that we got to do. Is the embassy there's a kink night, and we've been asked if we would do a bit of a pup demo. Certainly we're going to do that. I got to try to see if we can get our pups down. If not, I'm going to have to borrow pups from somebody. Not borrow pups. Well, I'm sure there's pups in Hamilton, Toronto that will come down and help us out, do a little moshing, and we'll show that out and kind of, you know, describe some gear in that, because, you know, safety is always good. I'm trying to think of what else. That's pretty much it for the next little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we have a...
We're slowed down.
And why is that?
Because we don't have any more weekends to fill?
No, because I'm telling you, it's like, no, we have to get our home organized. We rarely have a weekend that we sit around and do nothing. So we need to kind of, you know, try to relax. Next thing you know, it'll be, you know, January 1st. So... let's just start the year slowly and build it up instead of go, go, go.
Uh-huh.
So that way we can...
Chris explained what he was talking about. He said, it's not a diss at all. You were saying about as being the, quote, new family in the neighborhood. A neighbor seeing more than he needed to, so you're the oddball family in the hood now. And oddball is said with respect, obviously. He says, so we're the Munsters, that's why. And you know what? But the BDs have equipment and... everything else, yeah, I can kind of see that. Especially today, we're outside sawing in the rain with power tools and stuff. They must think we're fucked, but I'm okay with it. That's what I wanted to talk about too. Now I mentioned it. So, thank you for that, Chris. Actually, it's kind of funny. So, who was walking around? Was that you walking around when I was spanking the slave, or was that boy Alex?
No, you were spanking the slave, and me and boy Alex went across the road.
To see. To tell this, because it's funny. Because we had to, you know, scope out our scene here.
Yeah, to go and figure out, because it's a new environment, and we figured out at a late point at the other house that we thought what was quiet in the basement, because you couldn't hear anything with the music blaring. Well, actually, when you were outside, you could hear a mouse squeak in the basement. So everybody that walked, which there was a lot of people, heard everything that went on in our basement.
Especially Slave Wayne.
Yes. So Slave Wayne is being flogged and paddled, whatever. So me and boy Alex kind of went across the road to see if we could hear and figure out. Lucky for us, we have a freeway behind the house, which muffles the noise. So it wasn't too bad, because if you don't know what you're hearing, you wouldn't think what it is. So we were okay. So we just know we need to adjust a few little things, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good that we know, like, if somebody's not walking right in front of the house and that,
we're lucky there's no sidewalk in front of our house. It's across the street.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
And, you know, yeah, and we only have one neighbor on one side. And
that's an apartment building, so yeah. They don't talk to us anyways yet.
And the dungeon is on the other side, yeah. So it's perfect.
Yeah. So it's really cool. So... so, yeah, I mean, it's been a long week, long weekend. I think we're going to just probably stick with the one-hour show for the next few weeks.
Next weekend, we don't know if we're going to be here or not.
We don't know if we're going to be here or not. So we'll have to see, because we're going to be in Cleveland. The boys are spending Canadian Thanksgiving next weekend. All you Americans have it so weird. And we will be – we're in Cleveland for the Canadian Thanksgiving. That's weird.
Yeah.
And then the boys will be here.
So we're going to be in Cleveland Friday and for Claw meeting. And then Saturday and I were going to be attending.
Friday night is basically nothing. We'll probably get together with everybody. Saturday is meetings all day. Then Saturday night is, I think it's the Ohio Mr. Leather contest. So the committee has been invited to go.
which is
so
great.
We're going to go to that. And then Sunday, there's a few more meetings, I think, till about 2. And then we're on our way back home. I think I want to come home. It'd be nice to come home and actually just spend a Monday and not do fuck all.
Are you going to be able to do that?
Well, I'll try not to fix anything, something. Maybe okay.
So we'll see. So the chances are we probably won't be on next Sunday.
We'll see.
We'll put a repeat.
We could do something. Anyways, thank you, everybody.
So everybody that helped us anyway with the move, thank you very much.
Yep.
Welcome back to the House of MNSN radio show.
Yes. And we sound really, you know what? There's no hum. There's no nothing on our side. I don't know if it sounds any better there. I think it's because the power is separate from the house power. It's a one circuit almost. Yep. It's nice and clean. I like it. So anyways, everybody, we will hopefully see you next week. And unfortunately, if we don't, it's a good thing. That means, you know, well, you know, we might be having a good time. Other than that,
have a good week, everybody.
If you're going to play hard, play safe.
And be kind.